Hi, thanks for joining. A few weeks ago, we had a terrific night at EFBC's Night of Knowledge, where each of the strategic partners chose a topic and had a table conversation with EFBC members and guests. And it was a high energy night, but I know everybody couldn't be there. So we wanted to share some of the conversations that happened at our table that night, some of the shared experiences, all around hiring, motivating, and retaining those rock star marketers. The first topic we talked about was how to hire a rock star marketer to your team, whether it's your first or, your 100th. And a lot of it is the exact same best practices that you do for any position that you hire. So first of all, of course, understanding the market value, what are the salary requirements and benefit requirements of a marketing position. And there are some specific salary guides around marketing positions. One is from a group called Acquient, and we're certainly happy to share that. If you'd like, feel free to email me at patty@teamodia, and we'll put that at the end of the presentation as well. Second topic around hiring was by far the most engaging at our table, and that was really talk around, remote and hybrid positions. Most marketing teams, most marketing agencies offer remote and hybrid. So if you want the widest pool, if you want to cast the widest net, in our opinion, that's mandatory. We certainly heard from EFBC members how important culture is and how challenging that can be in a fully remote position. So obviously finding the right balance for you, but most marketers or most marketing positions that you'll be competing with for a rock star marketer do offer at least hybrid, if not fully remote options. Our third tip is to really look at your spend beyond salary, and this is most poignant when you are hiring your first marketing position. I've had conversations with presidents who've been looking to hire that and think that just the salary and benefits is the spend that they will need. The reality is we marketers typically spend dollars to do what we do, whether it's trade shows or online advertising, print pieces still. So really plan on a budget. Beyond that salary, even if you want to work with your marketer to create it, that's terrific. But know that just hiring a marketer on your team won't get everything done that you're hoping to accomplish. And that really leads into my fourth topic. And if there's one takeaway I would give you, it's this one, and that is don't look for a unicorn. We see so many marketing positions that are looking for a mid-level manager who's got strategy experience, who can write, who can design, who can code and create a website, who can master Google Analytics and SEO and SEM and Google AdWords, and the list goes on and on. And full disclosure, in my experiences, there's not one human that can possibly have all of those skills. So really think about what's most important to you and then plan to augment that marketer's skills with the other skill sets for marketing that he and she might manage, but does not actually have to possess. I'm a writer, I am not a designer, I am not a coder. And so when I was hired on teams before starting Odia, that was certainly something that we had to augment around my skill set. So the second topic we talked a lot about at our tables was once you recruit that rock star marketer, how do you manage him or her? The first best practice we recommend is to really empower your marketers as peers to your sales team, regardless of those seniority levels. Especially if you have been a sales-driven organization without marketing, there's most likely some pent-up demand and lots of ideas and thoughts around tactics. Making sure that your marketers sit at that table with your sales team, that there's no, sales-marketing divide, that they really act as a team and empower each other, an important best practice. Part of that is them creating a marketing plan and a sales plan that really do go hand in hand and dovetail. but make sure within your marketing plan that you do have a little bit of room for what we call spaghetti, right? Those are the executions, the tactics that no one's really quite sure about, or maybe feel a little off base, but there's something in there that's interesting. So just as we talked about making sure you have a budget, earmarking some of that budget and sort of that time against the spaghetti, the things you're just going to throw against the wall and see if they fit, a good best practice. Our third talking point here is, especially for those who have long sales cycles, those of us in B2B especially, I'm really evaluating effort net results during that sales cycle, right? Quickly implementing those tactics and then, you know, 2 weeks later wondering why they didn't work and haven't generated sales. If you've got a long sales cycle, doesn't really sync. So looking at analytics, looking at evaluating, you know, where you're seeing increases in traffic, in conversation, in leads, even if they're not yet leading to sales, an important step, especially if you're just hiring some new marketers. And then finally, really making it safe to fail, making it okay to throw that spaghetti against the wall, and it not lead to anything, but maybe some really good solid learnings. We wrote a blog with EFBC about psychological safety. And I think that's really important when you're working, especially with new marketers, of helping them feel safe that, you know, we all want results, but it is a process to get to those results. Sometimes connecting the dots from marketing to specific sales can be a challenge. Sometimes our best efforts lead to no upticks. But as long as we're learning and as long as that is part of our process, it makes us better. Giving a safe spot to quote unquote fail, always a good best practice. The final topic we spent time at our table at the Night of Knowledge talking about was, once you get those rockstar marketers on team, how do you make sure you retain them? How do you keep them from being poached by someone else? A few thoughts that we had. Number one, encourage professional meddling. You know, your marketers and your sales team should be the voice of customer for your entire organization. So letting them, quote unquote, meddle into operations as you're looking about how can you operationally provide a credible customer experience. Letting them meddle into, you know, finance and the financial aspects of what does it look like to implement some of these things operationally, and does that financially make sense, knowing what customers are starting to demand, whether it's additional products, additional features, additional services. You know, what does that look like and take to operationalize, and what does that look like from a financial standpoint? Really good experience to allow your marketers to feel like they are truly ingrained, as well as bring in some of that customer knowledge that you're looking for your other team members to gain. Second is to help your marketers maintain that work-life, what we call blend, because I don't think balance exists anymore. You know, marketing can be very deadline-driven, and those deadlines can often get scrunched when it comes to the marketers. So no offense to the sales teams, but we marketers have all lived there when, you know, the slide deck we were supposed to get last week, we get this week, and the presentation's tomorrow morning, and we really need it to be awesome. So those time pressures and those deadlines can take a toll sometimes. So making sure that your marketers keep that right blend and balance and keep healthy and empowered, definitely a good practice. We also feel that marketers are a little bit of a rare breed. So sometimes we just need time with our like kind. And that might be at an EFBC marketing roundtable. It might be at an American Marketing Association conference. It might be at an industry association that you belong to, and they might have a marketing group. But that ongoing learning, continual learning, you know, marketing is moving at lightning speed anymore. So trying to stay up to date and feeling like you're keeping your feet under you, and you're having the conversations with folks like you when there might not be a lot of those within the organization that they are working in, helps to retain your marketers. And when we talk about that change coming at breakneck speed, you know, technology, just the advancements are coming faster and faster, and marketing doesn't exist without technology anymore. So making sure that you encourage and enable your marketers to carve out time for that forward looking and forward thinking, looking at those new technologies, especially that are coming down the pike that are impacting, you know, marketing and our roles, everything from augmented reality, AR and virtual reality, VR to, you know, crypto and NFTs. You know, certainly Apple's announcement last week just continues to show where the technology companies are taking our experiences. And we as marketers need to understand that and see where the possibilities are for our organizations, even if those are a year or more out. So carving that time, keeping your marketers empowered, giving them time with folks like them, and letting them feel like a really integral part of your business, we think those are some great ways to make sure that you're retaining those marketing rock stars. So that was just a quick overview of what our conversations were like at that Night of Knowledge. We know there's going to be another one next year. So if you didn't get to attend this year, certainly plan to do that with us and the other strategic partners and our great hosts at EFBC. If you've got any questions about anything that I just quickly went through or would like that Acquiant salary survey, feel free to find me. My email and phone number are there for you. And again, thanks for listening.